Now, this is not a story about your family. Sometimes, you know, we hear this and we think, oh yeah, I'm that one, or, you know, it's a nice story and it might parallel our family situations, but this is actually a story about God. It's a story about what God is like, and he's not like any of our fathers. All our fathers are pale imitations of what God the Father is like, because his love is completely and truly unconditional for us. And he wants to offer us that loving care no matter where we've been or what we've done. He wants to adopt us back into his family as children. He doesn't want us to live as his servants, as slaves. He wants us back as children. And then he wants us to live in the way we were originally intended to live, to thank him and honor him. Not to earn his love by living in his way, but rather to thank him for his love by living in his way. So that's how this diagram plays out in that kind of a story. And it's a fictional story that Jesus told to make a point. It's a good one. But it happens all the time in people's lives. One C101 participant wanted to be baptized after this course. They wanted to mark what had happened in their lives publicly by showing they had decided to come home. And they wrote on their baptism form, "It's time to come home and stay home." There's somebody who clearly got this idea that God wants us home. And we can come home, not because of what we deserve or what we've earned, but rather because of his grace. I can illustrate this using another diagram. It's nowhere near as complex as the one I just went through, because it's really just kind of a straight line with a midpoint on it. But it helps us to show what a life lived through grace can actually look like. What a life of following Jesus looks like, because we get a lot of misconceptions about it. The grace diagram showed you that a lot of people think Christianity is following a bunch of rules to be a good person, and they figure out there's other ways to do that. In the same way, a lot of people get the impression Christianity is sort of about a one moment in your lifetime kind of thing. That some people are lucky enough that they somehow magically hear the right words, say the right words, and poof, everything changes immediately in that instant. They go from being a terrible person to a wonderful person overnight. And those kinds of stories sometimes happen. They're very dramatic. But in fact, most Christian journeys look a little bit different than that. And you may be able to relate to this one better as I draw it. And it, basically, this is somebody's life, anybody's life. And, you know, if you're into numbers, I'll draw some numbers on. We'll say 0 to 100. 0 is as far from God as you can get. If you know absolutely nothing about God and you never have any opportunity to ever know him, that would be 0. There's not a single person on earth who's a 0. Everybody has the opportunity to know God and to begin to move towards him. The other end of this scale is 100, and that's, you know, complete, perfect God-likeness. And you've never met anybody there either. Everybody you've ever met on earth is somewhere between 1 and 99. Following Jesus is all about moving towards God on this graph, moving towards 100. It's a process, and it takes time. It actually takes your entire life to do. For, you know, we'll say 50s in the middle here, and most people's journeys, you could divide, if you wanted, into these two sections. You could say, okay, 0 to 50 is when somebody is seeking. It's when they're exploring what it might mean to know God personally. It's kind of a testing phase. Like in a human relationship, it's the pre-engagement and marriage piece of a relationship. It's when you feel somebody out and you think, I think you might be worth dedicating my life to. But I'm not quite sure, so we're just going to spend some time together, and I'm going to try to get to know you so I can make a decision about whether you are the one to spend my life with, whether it's worth investing in you. That's that testing period. 0 to 50 is the dating and the figuring things out. Maybe you're there. Many people in Christianity 101 are. They're exploring what is this Jesus character all about? Would it be worth centering my life around him? And we're investigating and seeking and exploring. That's the 0 to 50 side of things. This 50 moment is when somebody decides, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. I've explored enough. I don't understand everything about Jesus. I don't have any guarantees that this is all going to work out, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. That's like the moment of engagement in marriage in a relationship, where somebody says, you know what, I don't know everything about you, and I don't know everything about the future. I have no idea what it's going to bring, whether it's sickness or health or richness or poorness, whatever. But you know what? I'm gonna invest in you. You're the one that I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with, and that's something that people commit to. Obviously, not having all the data, all the facts, but enough that they're willing to give it a try and pour themselves into it. It's the same thing with Jesus. The 50 mark is when somebody says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put Jesus at the center of my life. I'm going to invite him to be in my life, to enter my heart, and to start to transform me from the inside out. And that's what leads to this 50 to 100 part. Because once somebody decides to center their life around Jesus, then the rest of their life is spent actually trying to do that. And it's not easy. It's not an immediate thing where, yeah, you know, I was a terrible person, I accepted Jesus, and then everything changed. And it takes time, it takes a lifetime, in fact. Many people do experience something very profound at that moment, and their life does change immediately in some small ways. But an actual life transformation then takes time and effort and commitment. And that's the 50 to 100 part that people so often forget. This is the part where people are actually married and they learn that it's not easy to live together. They learn each other's habits and ways, and they usually have some conflict and challenge, and they learn to actually live together. And it's the same way with following Jesus, where people learn to actually live with Jesus as part of their life all the time. He's there now. He lives there in their hearts. And that's a process, just like learning to live with somebody in life. So following Jesus, being a Christian, is a process. It's not an on-off thing where one day you were not, one day you were, you never looked back, everything changed forever. It's usually a process for people. And this 50 mark is very important, and it's sometimes kind of like that for people, but there's a whole lot more to it that looks a lot less dramatic, doesn't make for near as exciting a story, but is extremely important. Now, many people's spiritual journeys don't look like an on-off thing, but rather they look like, you know what? I learned a little bit about Jesus in Sunday school. When I grew up, I went to a church and I learned a little bit in Sunday school. Or I knew somebody and they taught me a little bit about Jesus here and there, and I could care less. But then one day, something happened in my life and I started to think maybe Jesus was actually the answer. And so I started to explore that, what I remember learning way back then from that person or from Sunday school or whatever. And I started to explore it for myself. And then I turned my back on it. And then I tried again. And then I messed up royally. And then I took this course called Christianity 101, and I explored what it means to follow Jesus. And then sometimes people backtrack again. Or sometimes, you know, people say, you know what, I think I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to see what it would actually be like to center my life around Jesus, try to live out his way of life that he teaches about, not under my own strength, not trying to earn it myself, but under his strength and power, because he died for me to make it possible for me to know him and know God in that way to get to 100. And so I'm going to commit to Jesus as the way to know God personally again, to move towards 100. And then, yeah. And then sometimes, you know, yeah, it's not easy. Oh, wow, there's lots of bumps, you know. That's how most people's spiritual journeys look. They aren't just a one-way journey. So here's your question for today. Paying attention to that line graph that we used in the video, where on the graph do you see yourself? Are you more on the seeker side or on the follower side? In which direction on the graph are you moving? That's the more important thing. I hope that you won't just keep your answer to yourself, but that you'll share it with somebody else. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.